Dude, this sucks. Why can't I get anyone on the phone?
Okay. Hey, is Vincent there?
Sounds good.
Okay, do you have like his email? I can send him a quick note, or should I just call back after, maybe after this?
Thank you for calling Deck and Railing Solutions DuraDeck. Please visit our website at deckandrailingsolutions.com. For sales, press 1. For Dave Ritchie Sr., press 2. For Dave Ritchie Jr.,
your call is being transferred. Please hold.
This is going straight to this motherfucker's mailbox.
Guaranteed.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah.
How's the bank down there today?
What?
How is your bank?
Good, good, good. We're actually down here in San Diego right now. It's not too sunny out, though. I'm actually just calling to go over some financing opportunities. I know you did some work here in 2013. Did you take a working capital loan?
Actually, Dixie and I handled that. We didn't take it out. The owner did of the project out of Venice.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, based on that relationship you built with them, we also have you approved for some more working capital and some equipment financing with us. Do you have any projects coming up? Anything you could use that for?
Well, this is a constant issue, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, cash flow is king.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the times we find that we can't afford the bank rates.
Yeah, I mean, Bank of Cardiff is nice. I don't know who you used before, if you used like On Deck or one of those a little more sketchy.
Yeah. No. I don't. We've tried running different things with On Deck, and I guess, basically we're in the contracting business, right?
Yeah,
20 years experience in this thing, and we've grown from $250,000 a year to we're pushing $1 million, and
that's awesome.
750,000 to $1 million.
What do you attribute to that growth? Hello.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of the story. It's an item.
We are a bank, though, that we only do working capital and equipment financing, but we still are a bank, not like On Deck. So we do actually get better rates from the lenders than they do.
Well, I guess the only thing I can tell you is we're probably not going to buy any large. We've already got our tow trailers and hauling and dump trailers and all that crap. So small equipment maybe, but nothing really of any significance.
If I could just shoot you over an email with the applications, you could fill one out. It's only one page, and we can at least get you a more solid number, and you can kind of go from there and see if it's I know we can beat On Deck and those other guys because they're not even banks. So when they're going
to get
lending.
With one of our businesses, we fussed around with On Deck for a minute or two, but and that's even a larger business than this one. But there are some people calling and that specialize in contractors because we're a strange breed in that we don't always get paid right away from the people that promise to pay.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm here to do is bridge those little gaps between when you get paid and when you're doing the work, because you got to have money to actually do the work here.
Well, that's the issue, right? There's your cash flow is the king, right? So
yep.
We're using up our American Express credit line and things of this nature, and just because of the sequencing, I'm paying way too much. I mean, I probably could pay your rates and be happy to based on just getting gap coverage. But then I would have to switch my bank accounts to you. We're with Farmers and Merchants right now.
Well, we don't do any other banking like of that nature. We only do the loans here, so we don't take anything else of yours. It's unsecured cash too, so you don't have to hold any money with us. You You basically apply, and you get a...
But it's not a credit line.
No, it's not a line of credit. It's a working capital. So what that is, it's unsecured cash. And basically what happens is we can just do about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales for you. And we just put it into your business's bank account. And we pretty much give you a rate factor instead of an interest rate. Because, you know, there's such short-term loans here, so we don't put annualized rates on them. We'll just tell you, like, 10 cents on the dollar, something like that. And so it would be like,
about,
if you wanted to...
About 10%.
Yeah, approximately. You know, and if you were to, like, need $100,000, you would just put the whole $100,000 into your business's bank account, pretty much no questions asked. And then we just give you your daily or monthly or weekly payment, however you want to set that up. And, yeah, it'll just be like, yeah, you owe us $110 back, and these are going to be your payments. So it's pretty straightforward. There's no changing interest rates. We don't call on it like a line of credit, so that kind of out of the blue, if, you know, the bank wants their money now, you have to just all drop what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, and quite frankly, because of our cash flow, we're spending... in the first quarter, we averaged about January was a banger, so that was $98,000.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Which was a nice sum, but on the average, you know, it's running a little bit under that, $75,000 a month as far as our cash flow goes,
mm-hmm.
on the average, I'm thinking. So, but the gap thing, you know, what happens at the bank, so we write checks based on our projected cash input, and bugger, we're paying $1,000 a month, practically, just in NSF fees and crap. Well, that doesn't
yeah.
work.
Yeah, we
I
don't have...
I might as well be factoring my freaking sales.
yeah, exactly. We're...
Probably would cost me less than $1,000 a month, unless I took $100,000.
I mean, yeah.
It's crazy.
Exactly. And, you know, what's nice about us, because we're not like one of these big banks that's just going to sit here and kind of string you along and drag our feet with the whole process, you can get approved within 24 hours and funded within 48. So that whole waiting around and, you know, losing out on anything, we don't have any fees. You're paying $1,000 a month, that would pretty much cover all of the interest on your entire loan almost.
Well, we wouldn't probably even need that much. I mean, quite frankly, our accounts receivable, excuse me, our APs are right around $50,000 on about $100,000 a month. It's nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
$98,000 was January
mm-hmm.
as an average. But over the last 3 months, the average is out to around, I think I just ran that. And we use Peachtree, which is a Sage accounting system.
Mm-hmm.
So we get some, you know, pretty interesting numbers out of that accounting system. But being a contractor, like one guy up in Malibu, he's in court now with his wife got him in a divorce, and he owes us like $4,900. And I don't, it's my $4,900, and every month I have to float that, I lose money.
Is his wife going to take it before you get your hands on it?
More than likely. I mean, he has got the judges to give him approval. I mean, the job was over $60,000, so, you know, these Malibu houses. But
mm-hmm.
it was a build it, and, you know, flip. He built it to flip it. No,
and
he can't flip it. It's all
kind of
court.
Bailed out on it, stuck in court.
Our average contract ranges between $30,000
and
$50,000. Oh, I mean, right now, we have like 11 of them under contract.
I mean, it sounds like you really help you out. What'd you do in sales last year?
Actually, in sales last year was about just under $800,000, but it was looking like it was going to go 1.25. All right, well, I'm going to go to Dr. McCool's house and pick up some plans. Dave Ritchie. Yeah. Thanks. See you later.
Yeah, I mean, we do about 10 to 15% of last year's sales. So, like, you know, based on $800,000, we can get you around $80,000 to $100,000 to, you know, bridge some gaps with your contracts there. That's kind of our bread and butter. Like, it's really what most of my loans are for contracts, you know, that just people just need cash flow.
Well, cash flow is king for us, especially because we have to pay our suppliers, and then because we know...
Mm-hmm.
In California, you know, you go into a lien. We can pretty well get lien releases as we get paid, but shoot. anyway, so I guess it sounds like we may be able to, I'd have to take a look and see what you want.
Exactly. Well, to get it,
your simple form will lead me into, now we need bank statements and things like that, which is fine. I can give you those.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I need to get this over to my son so he can take a look. He's my partner.
Yeah. We really only need the one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and the most recent tax return. That's it.
Okay, well, the most recent one will sit in 2014 because our
That works.
Is not 2015 yet.
No, we can work with 14s for sure. Are you 100% owner of the company?
I own over 51%. My son and my wife own smaller. I'm the majority owner of the corporation. Yeah.
Yeah, for the application, could you just have your son fill out one as well? We just need the majority, equity holders on the application.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, what's a good email I could shoot this over to?
Duradek, D-U-R-A-D-E-K.
D-U-R-D-E-K.
Dura, D-U-R-A.
Oh, sorry, man.
That's all right. D-U-R-A is Dura, and then D-E-K, Dick.
Perfect. And what's that at?
Gmail.
Solid. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're exactly the kind of customer we're looking for here. You know, we scratch my back, I scratch your back kind of deal.
Well, we're doing projects down there in your neck of the woods all the time anyway.
Yeah, we have an LA office too. I mean, we got an office everywhere, like down in Mexico. We got one in London. And we're spread out a little bit. This is our main office, though.
Okay, and that's in Carlsbad, did you say?
It's San Diego, Carlsbad area, right by La Jolla.
Oh, sure. Yeah, my office is used to be in La Jolla.
Oh, really? It's beautiful here, man. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is. It's great. Yeah, I enjoyed it. All righty, so give me your name once again.
It was Pete.
All right, Pete. Send me the stuff. And
yeah, 100%. I will. How long have you been in business here?
I started in 1995.
Oh, nice. You've been in for a while. And you said you were at a $250,000, and then you bring it all the way up to where it is now?
Very comfortable at $250,000. Cash flow was king. I mean, we didn't have any problems for specialized.
That's awesome,
and
man.
We expanded. My son came in, and we jumped from, because he's a go-getter, we jumped from, $250,000 to $500,000, and then it last year it hit $750,000, and we were on track here at the beginning of the year to hit $1.2 million, but you never know when how the contract flow will be. So we're
$750,000
to $1 million. So all right, the one I pull.
And your son and your wife, they own the other half of your company there. There's no one else.
25, no one else. 25 and
24.
I 24, something of this nature. Yeah.
Gotcha. Perfect. Yeah, I'll send you the information you need. Just fill it out whenever you can, and just email it or fax it back to me. Whatever's easier for you.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you later next week, Dave.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I'll call you Tuesday. Perfect.
Okie dokie.
Bye. Enjoy Memorial Way, man. Yeah. You too. You too. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye.